like to spend just a few minutes basically with a charge to the congregation and to Daniel. And I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Hebrews, the very last chapter, right before the book of James. Hebrews chapter 13, we're just going to read one verse, verse 17. I'd like you to turn there because I'd like you to see this. I think this is important. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account, in order that they may do this with joy and not with groaning, for this would be unprofitable for you. I want to kind of work through each phrase, each part of that verse. It starts out, obey your leaders and submit to them. Obey and submit. Those are not very popular words, but that's what it says. And I think it's significant that these are not the typical, more common words that are used for obey and submit. The word here for obey has the sense of listen to, follow, which of course implies obedience, implies that, but the emphasis is on pay attention, listen to your leaders. And the word for submit here is accept their authority, which also implies submission. So obey and submit are good translations, but there's a little more depth to those. I think the reason the writer of Hebrews uses words that are not the typical words for obey or for submit is because this an elder is kind of a... It's not a natural relationship of obedience and submission like children, parents and children. We could talk about where Paul talks about husbands and wives and those relationships there. But I think because an elder is an appointed, it's a different type of relationship, so we need to pay attention to and accept the authority of. And so that's where the writer of Hebrews starts with his charge, his commission, his exhortation to the church, to us as a congregation, to pay attention to accept the authority of these leaders. Then he turns his attention to the leaders. For they keep watch over your souls. The word for keep watch there is basically stay alert and literally don't go to sleep. The ones that don't go to sleep. And on cue, as a new parent, you may be familiar with the idea of being watchful, being wakeful, not sleeping, not falling asleep on the job. Because there are times when you may be really tired, but you've got to sleep. You've got to stay awake because you've got to care. You've got to watch over Kaya. Okay? I think that's a great picture of what he's calling leaders to do with the church, to watch over, to stay alert, to be aware of danger, to be aware of opportunities for positive things. But that alertness, that watchfulness, you've got good practice as a daddy. And you can take some of those same skills you're learning into the role of being an elder. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. I've shared before, my breath catches even as I read those words right now because I think those are so heavy, so weighty, so significant, as those who will give an account. Scripture talks about all of us will stand before God. We will all give an account before the living God. But he also says in Scripture that leaders, teachers, James talks about teachers will incur a stricter judgment, that there's a special degree of accountability, a special degree of responsibility. And I charge you with that. I encourage you to help all of us as elders to continue and to improve on doing that. It says give an account. It doesn't say to whom to give an account. I think the implicit part is, as leaders, we will give an account to God. We will give an account to how we have done at watching over your souls. It doesn't relieve you of responsibility. You're still responsible for your lives and for your spiritual walk. But we have a role there too, and Daniel is now entering into that role. I think there's an implication, at least, that there's an accountability to you. How are we doing at keeping watch over your souls? How are we doing at protecting you from false teaching, from spiritual dangers on the negative side? How are we doing in a positive side of encouraging you, of promoting your spiritual formation, promoting your growth? So I believe we are accountable to God ultimately, but we, and particularly today thinking about Daniel, are accountable to you. So let us know. Let us know if you feel like there are things that we could do a better job of in terms of watching over your souls. And then the writer of Hebrews brings the focus back. Let me start at the verse again so we kind of keep the flow. Obey your leaders and submit to them, or pay attention to your leaders and accept their authority. For they are the ones who keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account, so that they may do this with joy and not with groaning. There's joy and there's groaning, Daniel. I'll just let you know that ahead of time. And hopefully the joy outweighs the groaning, but actually this is addressed to the congregation, to the church. So what does it mean for you to help us do this with joy and not with groaning? Again, I think a parent analogy is fitting. Nothing makes a parent happier than seeing their kids grow and mature and develop and take a first step or say a first word or learn to drive or whatever progress there is. So I think when the writer says this, one of the things that gives leaders joy is seeing you knowing God better, seeing you going hard after spiritual formation, going hard after seeing what God is doing in your lives, and sharing that with each other, and sharing that with us, and sharing that with Daniel. There's a lot of joy in that. Do this so that they may do this with joy and not with groaning, for this would be unprofitable for you. Unprofitable. Not a good return on your investment. I think there's an interesting, fairly subtle commercial picture here. Those who will give an account, there's some commercial idea there of an accounting, figuring out the books. And there's a question of, for you, is this profitable? Is this benefiting you? Not, of course, in a name it and claim it prosperity gospel sense, but in the sense of, is your experience at Wheatfield causing you to grow and encouraging you and helping you to grow? Is it profitable for you in that sense? So this whole idea of obey and submit and contribute to the joy of the leaders by making their job easy is for your benefit, for your profit, for your spiritual formation that will draw you more and more into God's presence, more and more into knowing Him. Let me read it one more time and kind of put all that together. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an accounting, in order that they may do this with joy and not with groaning, for this would be unprofitable for you. So I leave you with that, and Daniel, I leave you with that as well. And I look forward to seeing what God's going to do.